Track 63. On Saturday, Edward came to pick me up. "Where are we going?" I asked.
"We're going hiking."
"Hiking? I'm not very good. You'll have to be very patient."
"I will. I'll take you back home safe and sound."
We walked for several hours, and then I could see light through the trees ahead. We stepped through the grass to get into the loveliest place I had ever seen. It was a small, perfectly round meadow, full of flowers and with a bubbling stream. I was so excited. I turned round and I saw him in the shade of a tree. Only then I remembered the reason why we were there. Yes, the enigma of Edward and the sun. He took a deep breath and stepped out in the bright glow of the midday sun. His skin sparkled like thousands of tiny diamonds. A perfect statue. Smooth like marble, glittering like crystal. We lay down in the grass. I took his hand and began to explore his body with my finger. His angel's face was only a few inches from mine, and I could smell his sweet, delicious smell. Suddenly, he left my hand.
"I'm so very sorry," he replied. "I'm the world's best predator, and I should leave you. But I like to be with you. I swear I won't hurt you, Bella. Now I'm sure that I can control myself."
"Please, I don't want you to leave me," I protested.
"Isabella," he lifted his glorious eyes to mine, "you are the most important thing to me now, the most important thing ever."
His cold marble lips pressed very softly against mine. Blood boiled under my skin, burned in my lips. He held out his hand to me, and we walked back to my truck. He insisted on driving.
"You're intoxicated by my very presence," he said. "I can't let you drive when you can't even walk right."
It was true. I was still trembling with excitement.